The pianist Radulupu became another valued friend and champion. He bumped into Andre one day in 1970 and wondered what the big parcel was under his arm.
I had a very thick pack under his arm, and I asked him, what are you carrying here? And he said, well, this is the manuscript of a piano concerto. And I immediately jumped at it and I said, I will play it. Now, the reason for it, it seems to me that at the time, Terry was telling me all these fascinating stories about his character, Andrei Tchaikovsky, so that I considered that such an interesting, fascinating character couldn't possibly be writing bad music.
Andrei was thrilled. To Helinka, he wrote that Radu was quite simply the world's greatest pianist, and that's the very least one can say about him. But it took 5 years to find a suitable date. Finally, the RPO programmed it, with Yuri Siegel conducting, at the Royal Festival Hall. It took Radu 6 months to learn the immensely complex piece, with Andre accompanying on a second piano. Andre was worried about the orchestra learning it in the brief rehearsal time. How much of what I have written is unplayable? He asks in his diary, but he comforted himself with the note, Radu plays it like a fiery angel.
The piece is in three movements. It starts with a slow introduction, after which the piano comes in and starts a lovely passacaglia, very lyrical passacaglia, which bears out very much the style of Andre's playing. Very free, reminiscent in a sense of Chopin, in a sense of Szymanowski. Into a great dramatic moment out of which an allegro springs. It lies pretty well, but there are a couple of passages that, you know, simply had to be written as they are because of compositional reasons and not because of the pianistic reasons. Of course, I tried to skip away with his agreement a few notes, which I did subsequently, but yes, it's a very, very difficult piece. It's not an easy piece to play.
The audience itself was star-studded. It was full of pianists. And in fact, if a bomb had dropped on the festival hall, a whole generation of pianists would have been wiped out at a stroke. The whole mood was euphoric. Afterwards, Andre was very, very excited. It was a terrific success. After the event, a party had been organized at Radu's house, to which many of these pianists came, and they were all very good friends. It was rather amusing because Andre had bought Radu a football game, and Radu, after such a tremendous performance, he was like a child and he was just playing with this game all evening. But for the rest, it was just really a collection of very good friends who were enjoying each other's company and celebrating the success of their friend.
Andre's diary contains a long analysis of what he'd tried to do in the concerto and how far he'd succeeded. He had set out to write the best piano concerto since Bartok, and he reckoned it a 90% success. Unfortunately, only Norma Fisher and Andre have played it since the premiere. It's Andre's own performance with the RTE orchestra we've been hearing. Perhaps its honest kaleidoscope of rage, anguish and terror, the reflection of a life with no calm centre, is too hard to stomach. Certainly none of this Tchaikovsky's music makes any concession to the listener. But then Andre was not interested in music that made concessions.